This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend some time with us today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. We've got another great show planned, so grab your pen and paper, your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest today is Heather Visca, the owner of Foxfire Events, a company that helps people connect, have fun, and grow. But it's really Heather's incredible personal story that I want to share with you on today's show. 5 years ago, Heather was a single mom in seemingly great health. She was self-employed, active, and thought she had everything under control, and then disaster struck. 1 minute she was fine, the next minute she was in ICU undergoing emergency brain surgery. It was a scary moment, but looking back, Heather believes it was one of the best things that could have happened to her. Today, she is a healthy, happy mom running a successful business. Her goal is to live an exciting life full of passion and purpose and to inspire others to do the same. In fact, she has even created a whole day around this concept called Love Your Life Day. I get so inspired by talking with Heather about her journey, and after today's show, I know you'll be inspired too. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited to have this conversation. Over the past few months, we've been having conversations with healthcare professionals and people that help people get healthy. But part of what we want to do too is have conversations with people who have gone through some sort of health challenge. So that's why I'm really excited to have this conversation today.
I'm excited too.
I'd really like to start by asking you just to tell us a little bit more about your journey, what happened, and then what you did, what happened next.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, it was 5 years ago, and I was in great health. I thought I was in the best shape of my life. I was eating well. I was working out with a personal trainer. Things were going really well. I was really stressed, though. I was, just trying to make it like everybody is. And so just kind of had everyday stresses of just like everybody else does. But I was just kind of going along, and short story part of it, I guess, is that I was working out and I felt this weird sensation in my head, and later went to the emergency room that day because it wasn't going away. I had this horrible headache that was just different than anything I had ever experienced, and they found out I had a cyst on the back of my brain that had been there for they don't know how long or where it came from or why it happened. It just was one of those things that, just kind of pops up sometimes, kind of a freak thing. And the short story of it is that they took me to ICU, by ambulance, and I had brain surgery the next day. So it was an amazing, crazy ordeal. But, it just taught me so much about life, and that, we really need to enjoy life because you never know what's going to happen next. You can think you're doing everything right, and then something just comes up and, kind of takes you off that path and puts you on a new one. So it was just a crazy journey, but really one of the best things that have happened to me because it really taught me to be so grateful for life and really, create a balance in your life. So that's what I try to do now.
Well, and stress is, we all experience stress, and that's one of the things we really focus on in our Eat Great, Live Well program is how to reduce that stress and to how to really identify it when it comes up, because it's important to make sure that it doesn't overcome your life. Looking back on it, do you think that there were some signs that you were under stress or physical signs? Because it sounds like you were working out, you were doing all the things that people say you're supposed to do, but you still had, this still happened.
Right. You know, I don't know that there were any specific signs. It was more, you know, there really, I had asked the doctors, was there anything I missed? Was there anything I should have been able to see? And they said, no, really, there wasn't. You know, but as far as the stress part of it, you know, I just used to take on so much, and I just felt responsible for so many things going on in my life, and I didn't probably get as much help with different things as I could have. You know, I took on a lot back then, and, you know, I've always been a very responsible person and someone who thought I could do it all. So I don't, you know, I think back then I probably could have gotten a little more assistance with those kinds of things. But really, it's just trying to manage that and balance, you know, balance what's going on in your life and the stress. So,
well, I've heard, and I try to remind people, no is a full sentence.
Right.
We don't have to do it all. And I think as women, we tend to think we've got to do it all. We have to help with everything. But it's really important to prioritize what's important in your life. And I think that's one of the things that has really come out of it for you, is prioritizing that.
Yes.
I want to just have you tell us a little bit about the recovery period immediately following surgery. During times like that, so many people want to give up, they get depressed, they get frustrated. How did you keep yourself motivated, and how long did it take you to shift back to your healthy lifestyle and the things that you were doing?
For me, it was really, I remember coming home from the hospital. I was only in the hospital 3 or 4 days, and I remember coming home and laying in my bed, and you had to, you didn't really get to lay down. I had to sleep sitting up for a couple of weeks, and I just remember looking around so many times and thinking how grateful I was, and just feeling so grateful that, you know, I get another chance at this life, you know, because I was so scared when I was in ICU and they said you have to have brain surgery. And, you know, that's not something anybody expects to hear, but especially at 35, you know, that's definitely not what I was expecting to hear. And, you know, I had a little boy and I thought, gosh, what if something were to happen? So once I made it home, I thought, wow, you know, I'm just so grateful and I don't ever want to forget this feeling. And so I just remember sitting there just looking at everything thinking, wow, I really have so much, and I never realized I did. You know, in the past, I was always trying to work harder and gain more and do more and be more, and that when I had so much, you know, that I just didn't even see right in front of me. So that's really what motivated me, is just that sense of, you know, being grateful and wanting to just continue my journey and, you know, just thankful I got another opportunity to do that.
I think that's so important. And I, again, one of the things that we really, one of the exercises we take people through in our Eat Great Live Well program is, at the end of the day, we tend to, as women, make a list of what we didn't accomplish and what we need to do tomorrow.
Right.
But it's really important to end the day, as you're getting ready to go to sleep, really looking at what you did accomplish, what you're grateful for. And I think if we spend a little bit more time doing that, we'll realize actually how much we've accomplished and how much we have in our life, not focusing on what we don't have or what we need to do next, but really celebrating and really enjoying what we have done and what we have right in front of us.
I agree. You know, I think that's a great practice to get into every day, you know, to do that. Because, you know, we all get caught up in everyday stresses as time goes on. And unless you really stop and take the time to do that, to really realize, you know, all the things that you have in your life that are great, or everything that you accomplished, you know, it's hard to remember that sometimes. So I think it's definitely good to get into practice of doing that every day.
Oh, absolutely. And what role did the others in your life have to play in your recovery? I'm sure that, especially with a young son, you had to depend on a lot of people to help. How important was it to have your support network around you, and was it easy to ask for help?
Well, at that point, you know, the people that were very close to me were very insistent on helping, so that was great. I was very fortunate to have some very, very special people, you know, to help me out in that. And so the support system is incredibly important. And, you know, I'll always be grateful for everyone that's helped me that way. And then, you know, also the community around me, I had no idea how many people truly cared. And I think sometimes when you go through something like that, it's really just awesome to be able to see the people come together and offer support, because I just had no idea. You know, I meet a lot of people doing what I do, and I know a lot of people. I have a lot of connections, but I just never knew how many people truly cared, and that the outreach and the support was just absolutely amazing. And it really helped me to realize again, you know, how lucky I am. And that's something that I take with me now, you know, moving forward every day, is just realizing, you know, I'm not alone in this journey. Nobody's alone, you know, in this life. And you have so many people that just care and want to help you and support you. And so it's just an amazing feeling, you know, to remember that.
It's interesting that so often we don't know how many people are actually around us that want to help us until something happens. One of the things I've really been trying to do is reach out to people just randomly and let them know I'm thinking of them, let them know that, you know, how important they are in my life, because I think that we sometimes don't take the time to do that. And have, you know, having lost a few people in, you know, that were close to me, again, I realize how important that is to know that people really do care, that they are there for you. And I don't want to wait till something happens to show them. Just try to do it randomly. And
right.
it really is, it's interesting because it makes me feel good, but it also means so much to them. And that's a great way that we can kind of help people know that they aren't alone.
Right. I agree. I try to do the same thing. And, you know, when somebody does that for me just out of the blue, it makes me feel so good, you know, so I know that it like you said, it makes others feel so great too. And it is so important that we do that, you know, with the people that we love, because you never know. So by doing that, it just makes everybody happier.
So have you prioritized what you're doing differently since you went through this? Are you did you stop doing some things and start doing others that you weren't doing before you went through this?
Well, I think now I try to, you know, I try to have more fun, and I really try to enjoy what I'm creating in life. So since then, I started my own business. I realized it was important to do what I'm passionate about and really enjoy life. And, you know, there used to be so many things I thought I had to do, which I didn't really have to do. Everything's a choice. But, you know, I've just found ways to really incorporate what I love now. And that's been so important for me. And that's really what's different now. It's just the way I look at life and what I choose to participate in now versus what I did then. And I don't do things now out of obligation. I do them because it's what I really love to do and what I want to do.
That's really, I like that, because everything we do is a choice. And I think sometimes we forget that it really is our choice to make.
Yeah.
And we don't have to do something because someone else tells us we need to, or we feel guilty about doing it. And if you do it from choice, you really do it with passion, and you do it just full out versus doing it part way or dragging yourself to do something. You're really all in with all energy and full of life.
Right. Yeah, it makes such a huge difference. And, you know, it just makes life so much more fun. And, you know, when you're having a great time with your life, and others see that too, and it's kind of contagious, you know? So I know people have said, wow, you always seem so happy and you're always having such a great time. And I just, you know, I love what you're doing. And I think, gosh, I do too, you know, and I'm not perfect. I mean, I have down days too, just like everybody else. But, you know, I really tried to find the positive in any situation and really try to have as much energy as possible, you know, given anything that comes my way. Because, you know, why not? Life is fragile, and it's really all about making the most of what you have and just creating what you want. So that's, you know, kind of the outlook I try to always keep.
I love your energy and your enthusiasm for life. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about what you went through and some of the challenges of getting your health back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Most people know UPS, but did you know we offer expert advice and time-saving tools for startups?
I have a big idea, and now I have big decisions to make.
We can help you get there.
Startups need all the help we can get.
Talk with our experts and find technology that can help you automate tasks so you can do more, faster.
To grow, I need help saving time and money.
Have a one-on-one consultation with a specialist at no cost. And our shipping and tracking tools are free as well.
I want to be more efficient and streamline operations.
You can even sign up for UPS Smart Pickup, which will automatically notify a driver whenever you create a shipment online.
Wow, so I can spend more time focusing on the big picture?
You focus on your business, while we take care of the logistics.
Putting more energy toward my dreams, that would be huge.
Get expert advice for your growing business. See how at ups.com/startups.
I love logistics.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Heather Visca, the creator of Love Your Life Day. And we've been talking about her health journey and how her life was abruptly stopped and how she got back to being healthy and where she is today. And I want to start back in our conversation. I love to ask each of my guests, what motivates them to live a healthier life, something we call your big why? So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to both live a healthier life and inspire others to do the same?
I would say, you know, my big why, I always say, is I want to make a difference in this world. I want to make a difference for my son, for, you know, the people I know, just anybody I meet. I want to be able to touch them and just make a difference. And really, I want to be healthy, so I'm able to do that here in person, you know. And health is so important in that to me, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And, you know, and I learned that. I was just, you know, just I'm so grateful that I have my health, because if without it, I wouldn't be able to make a difference. I wouldn't. You just aren't able to do as much, obviously, if you're not able to impact people directly, you know, when you're here. So
I love the quote, and I don't remember who said it, but health is your greatest wealth.
Yes.
I think without your health, it's so hard to do all the things that you want to do, to get out, to impact people, to have the energy. And it really is, I mean, people think that money is the most important, but if you have your health, you can make more money. You can do what you need to do. You can really make a difference.
Right. And I'm, you know, I'm very social. You know, I put on events for a living. If I wasn't healthy, I wouldn't be able to be as active as I am. And I wouldn't be able to be at those events and be, you know, as participative and just active and energetic. And that's something I think people really enjoy about me, is being able to be around me in that way. And so I think if I didn't take good care of myself, I just wouldn't be my fullest. You know, I wouldn't be my greatest me.
I think one of the things that you do and that I love about you is that you show people how to have fun. You show them how to do it in such a simple way. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to go out of the country to do it. You can do it doing really simple things just with other people, and connecting with the right people makes such a difference. And you make it fun. You make it easy.
Well, thank you. I love it. So for me, it's pretty natural because it's just something I love to do. I love to connect with people, and I love connecting people. And you're right, it doesn't have to be expensive or elaborate. It can be very simple and fun. And, you know, it's just being able to connect and meet people, and everybody grows together and has so much fun, you know, and that's good for our health right there. So
absolutely. Laughter is the best medicine, and I think it also helps people reduce their stress. It helps them slow down. It helps them have time for themselves, and we don't take a lot of that as women.
That's very true. Yeah, that's, you know, and that's really, you know, part of my focus is just really enjoy the, what I'm doing and the time that I spend. And so that's all part of it is just that fun, you know, I call it the fun factor. And, you know, everybody should evaluate, I think, in their lives, where's your fun factor? What's your level of fun that you're having in your life? And if it's not where you want it to be, find a way to get it there because it's so important. You know, it's important to work, of course, and maintain, you know, our lifestyles the way that we want them. But there's always ways to be able to incorporate fun into that so that, you know, you really enjoy your life.
Absolutely. One of the challenges is when you have a health crisis, you often have to step back. You have to slow down. You have to stop doing some of the things that you were doing. So how did that affect you? And are there things that you still can't do today? Or once you got your health back, could you do any of the things you were doing before?
There was a period of time after the surgery that I had to slow down. I wasn't able to do, you know, prior to the surgery, I was working out and I was taking golf lessons and I was very active. And then after the surgery, there was a period of time that I had to really not, you know, watch what I did just for the recovery part of it. So for 6 months to probably a year, you know, I had to be very careful about just exercise and lifting weights and, you know, different things like that. So I had to be cautious of that. However, I didn't, you know, because I was so used to being active, I still wanted to do things. And I'm really not one to sit still very long. So it's hard for me to just not do things. So I would still, you know, try to go walk and, you know, try to still do some things that were getting me out and about and keeping me going, but not, you know, maybe quite to the extent that I did prior to the surgery.
So we've talked a little bit about it, but you were really eating healthy, you were exercising, you were doing all of those things before this happened.
Yes.
How do you think that impacted your recovery? And what kind of advice could you give to people about the importance of taking care of yourself so that if something happens, you at least have that opportunity to recover? I bet that helped a lot in, you know, the chances that you had afterwards.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I really do believe I was in the best shape of my life right before that happened. And I think because of that, I was able to recover more quickly. I think because I was in great shape, I was eating well, I was exercising, I was doing all of those things, my body was able to, you know, take on the surgery and then recover quickly. Whereas had I not been as healthy, I think, you know, it would have been a lot more difficult to do that. So I think it's so important to always take care of yourself. And, you know, I still do that today. So I definitely indulge once in a while in things that I love. But I also have learned to really just continue with the healthy lifestyle. So I eat pretty healthy and I do exercise. You know, I'm on a vitamin regimen and I really do everything I can right now to take care of myself because I want my body to take care of me, you know, just like the kind of cliche, right? If you take care of your body, it'll take care of you, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I really believe that it helped me so much in my recovery to have started off with that healthy lifestyle.
So you're on the go a lot and you're out and you're at events. So how do you eat healthy when you're doing that? What are some of your favorite options? What are some of the choices that you make so that you can still enjoy it and it's fun so you don't feel like you're depriving yourself, but you can still be on the little bit, you know, on the more healthy side?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I guess my motto with that would be indulge responsibly. So still enjoy the things you love. You know, if I'm at an event, I'll have a glass of red wine and, you know, because that's something I love. But, you know, also when I'm going to choose foods to eat, I choose, instead of maybe doing a fried food option, you know, as an appetizer, I'll try to do hummus and vegetables or, you know, I'll try to pick salads often, you know, I enjoy, and I try to get creative with them so that it's, you know, it's fun to have them. But I just try to pick the options that are a little bit healthier. And then, you know, I don't ever try to feel guilty, you know, or I try not to feel guilty when I'm eating something I love. So I know an event recently, they had amazing macaroni and cheese. And I try not to do a lot of pastas anymore, but I love it. So I had, you know, a little mini mac and cheese. instead of getting the large order that, you know, that some were ordering. So I still enjoy the things, you know, that I love, because I think that's important. You know, it's, if you don't let yourself have things that you really want, then you find you want them even more. So if you indulge in the things that you want, but responsibly, you know, in maybe smaller quantities, I think that's important for yourself to do. You know, you need to treat yourself as well.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times if someone hears or someone tells you you can't have something, that's all you think
right.
about. And you're going to eat it eventually, so you might as well not say you're not going to eat it
right.
because you will. That's just human nature. We
right.
give in. And I think I love that, indulge responsibly,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's those choices. And if you eat healthy the majority of the time, then when you're out, and that's what we often do, is when we're out, we'll get something that we really just love and maybe split it or eat a smaller quantity of it and not have it at home, because when you do it at home and you make it, you tend to make a lot more.
Right.
And when we're, I really want it to be something that really has high flavor, that's really just, you know, tastes wonderful, so I can really enjoy it. And then
right.
that takes care of kind of that craving, or it helps me then eat healthier the rest of the time, but really enjoy it when you do it. I tell people, savor the flavor. So
yeah.
it really is high flavor, high impact, and it's very satisfying.
Yeah, you know, and just don't have, you know, I try to tell everyone, don't have guilt around what you're doing. I mean, that just creates more stress. And we've already said you don't need more stress. You know, that's the idea in life, is just to let go of that. So if you are indulging in something, like you said, savor the flavor, just enjoy it, and then don't feel bad about it later. So, and if you're, you know, doing those things in moderation, as far as, you know, foods that you may not want to eat in high quantities all the time, but you have a taste for it, so you wanna have a little bit, then go for it, you know. And that's what I try to do. But I've kind of learned too with different foods to really, it's kind of a mindset, you know. If you think that you're missing out by having a salad, well, then, you know, you're not going to feel so good about that. But if you, like, I try to get real creative with my salads, and for example, and if I feel like, wow, I'm having something really cool, you know, like a really, this is a really great little treasure here with all the things I've added into it, then with that mindset, I never feel like I'm missing out. You know, I feel like I'm getting a treat. So I think it's all in how you look at it too.
Oh, I love that, with putting treasures in your salad.
Right.
What can you find? What can you put in there? And we love to add different things, add different flavors.
Right.
And really make it an adventure rather than doing the same thing over
mm-hmm.
and over that's boring. And really, food is really to fuel your body. It's the social interactions. It's not the food that's in front of you when you're out. It's really the people that you're with, what you're doing. And I love the fact that that's really what you're putting your energy on and focusing
mm-hmm.
on. And keeping eating fun, too, in a healthy way. It's not what you do that 10% of the time. It's what you do the 90% that's really going to make a difference on your health and what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take another real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Love Your Life Day. I want to learn about that and learn how you created that and where you're going with that. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. Do you have a message you're dying to tell the world? Have you always wanted to host your own radio show? Join our EWN Radio Network team, just like Janelle McCauley, and give your message the voice it deserves. For details, visit ewnradionetwork.com/host.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Heather Visca, the creator of Love Your Life Day. And before the break, we were talking about healthy eating, but we were talking about being able to go out and have fun and still enjoy your food, too. It's not an either-or conversation, which I love, because so many people think they have to give up their favorite foods or not eat them at all. And it's not an either-or conversation. You can have both if you do it in moderation. And I loved what you said about indulging responsibly. People hopefully are getting a light bulb moment that you can have both. It's not either-or.
Yeah, you absolutely can. You know, I really believe in nourishing your soul, mind, and body, and that includes so many things. So, you know, indulging in the things that you love and being responsible with that and, you know, responsible for you, for yourself. You know, you're the one that has to live with your body, and you're the one that really is responsible for that. So making those choices and having fun, though, while you're doing it and really enjoying what you're doing.
That's so important. With your experience and what you've done, have you ever had the conversation with someone who wasn't taking care of themselves, trying to get them to see the importance of exercising and eating healthy and the importance of taking care of their body?
I have. And, you know, I've done that on different levels. I've done it with the food, you know, food choices and that. And, you know, haven't always been real successful with that with people. You know, sometimes people listen, sometimes they don't. And then I've had those conversations, too, with them on, you know, taking the care of themselves mentally, too. You know, just if I see people that aren't really, that are close to me, that aren't really enjoying their life or are not feeling good about what they're creating or what they're doing, or maybe they're feeling kind of like a victim, you know, in their life rather than somebody who's actually creating it. I've had those conversations with them. So I do try to do that. Sometimes they go well and sometimes they don't, but I do, you know, I try to really just kind of live my life in a way that maybe people catch something from that, you know, through osmosis. Maybe they just can see something that I'm doing or see that my life has improved in so many ways, you know, when I am doing all the things that I love emotionally and physically, you know, and with my health. So I hope that they get it that way.
And I think people do. It's really more about what you do and being a role model than what you say. With our children, it's so important on that especially, because oftentimes parents say, this is what you need to do, and then their behaviors don't support what they're saying the child needs to do. They say you need to eat your vegetables, and then they're not eating their vegetables. You need to try new foods, but they don't try new foods. So I think it's really important to absolutely have the conversations, and they'll take something away, even if it may not be the immediate transformation you want, but have that conversation so that, but then model it and really be a role model, because they will pick that up. And kids take those things they learned as a child into adulthood. They'll remember it. And as parents, we always get smarter as our kids get older. When they're younger, we don't seem to know quite as much.
Right.
But people also have to be ready for that change. It's, you know, to take that choice of making, you know, healthy decisions rather than leaving it to chance. They have to be ready, or it's just not going to work. We can try to get them to do it. That's why when people say, you know, you need to lose weight or you have to do this, I know for me, when someone tells me I have to do something, I usually, you know, have some resistance and may even do the opposite because it should be my choice.
Right.
But it's also part of it's having the conversations about, you know, more about the benefit to you and letting them see that and why you chose to be healthy and the impact of recovery, how, you know, fabulous your life is now, how something that could have been very debilitating slowed you down, absolutely, and you had some time to get your health back, but no one would know looking at you today that you went through that kind of trauma just 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, and thank you. No one ever knows by looking at me. And, you know, that just goes to show you never know by looking at people what they've gone through or what they're going through. So that's always important to remember. And I think, you know, as you were talking about with kids, I know with my son, he watches everything. That kid notices things and pays attention to things even when you think he's not looking, you know, and I know all kids do that. And so it is very important, like you're saying, to really be that role model as best you can. And I know with him, I've been working really hard with him on nutrition and a healthy lifestyle overall, you know, nutritionally for his body, and then also just, you know, with emotions and being able to express himself and all of that kind of stuff as well. So I really try to show him the importance and, you know, kind of what the results are, you know, the cause and effect, and, you know, I'm trying to teach him as well as far as indulging and being able to have treats and really making things special when you have just something fun that you're doing. And really, I try to make all the parts, the teaching moments, you know, with him that I'm trying to give him, I try to make those fun too, because of course, you know, if you can try to make something exciting and fun, you know, especially for a kid, then they, you know, that's what they remember and they want to participate. So we try to kind of make some little games out of it almost sometimes when it comes to his food. So, you know, that's helping and that's been going well. So
that's good. Cooking in the kitchen is a great way to teach kids reading, to teach them science, to teach them math, because they're learning how foods go together and they, you know, the science of it, how they mix together, how they change their consistency, and the math just in measuring and cutting and doing things like that. It's a great way to do it, is to get them to pick out a recipe. And I tell people when they're starting, don't even worry about whether it's healthy or not. Get them to start. Let them pick it out. Let them see how it goes together. And then start educating them on some healthier options or some healthier choices. And if it's their choice and they do it and they're part of the process, they're much more likely to eat it, to try it, to not be afraid of it. And that's a great way to introduce kids to new foods. And it's a great way to have some good quality time together. And they're learning, so it's a great way to reinforce at the different levels where they are in school, to learn, reinforce the different concepts that they're learning in a fun way. So they're learning. I will always remember one of our boys did not like math until he learned how he could use a calculation to get his headlights perfectly aligned to where they needed to be. And it was one of those like aha moments for him. And he got it. He really,
right.
And so it's finding something that they love or something they enjoy doing with you together,
mm-hmm.
and teaching them, and then all of a sudden their dislike of a subject turns into a passion when they see how it's more than just something you're making them do or their
right.
teachers are making them do.
Yeah, and I noticed with I was amazed. I went over to my dad's house one time and Dylan and he were there, and they were, my dad had gotten a new juicer. And so they were making all these recipes with all these fruits and vegetables and, you know, just putting all kinds of things in there, the broccoli and the apples and the carrots and all kinds of things. And Dylan drank it and he thought it was the coolest thing. And he would never eat those things, you know, before that on their own. But because he was having this little experiment, you know, with all of this and trying different things, and it was something he was excited about, you know, he wanted to do more of that. So I thought, wow, you know, just kind of to your point there, just have fun with it and really get them involved. And it's amazing, you know, it changes the mindset on that. And so I thought that was really cool.
It does. And I love that example. And it really is a way to introduce them to things without making it, you have to eat it, you have to try it. Find a way to make it fun that really resonates with your kids, and then it's an adventure. And it's, as a parent, it's so much easier.
Right. It definitely is easier instead of, yeah, trying to say it's something you have to do, yeah, because that just doesn't work so well. So I'm definitely, I think I'm going to go invest in a juicer for
funny.
Home.
That's so funny. So before we go to break, I want you to just tell us, just real briefly, a little bit more about Love Your Life Day. How did you come up with that? And then we'll talk more about it after the break. But why don't you share how you came up with that?
Well, basically, it was coming up on the one-year anniversary of my brain surgery. And I just wanted to make sure that I didn't forget. You know, I didn't forget being grateful and the, you know, just that feeling that I had after my surgery. And, you know, as time goes on, for anybody that's gone through anything that's been like that, or been, you know, a major thing in their life like that, it's easy to just then get caught up in everyday life and you kind of go back to the way you used to be. And I didn't want that to happen. And so it was coming up on the 1 year anniversary and I decided to get some girlfriends together and we went to a resort and we just had a pool day because that's something I just love to do. And so we did that and I did it on the anniversary of my surgery. And I just said, you know, while we were there, I thought, wow, this is so much fun. And everybody, all the girls, we were just having a blast. We were just feeling grateful. We were loving life. And I just got to thinking, you know, we need to do this every single year. And why not start spreading the message with more people? You know, anybody that we can get the message to, because it's not this, you know, my journey, it wasn't, obviously it's personal to me, but it's not about me. It's about all of us, you know, in the way in which we live our lives. So that's, you know, kind of where that started. And my goal was just to start spreading the message to other people so that they enjoy their lives, you know, as much as possible.
I love that. We're going to take our final short break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that and how people can get involved and really take their life to the next level and get healthier. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
At LifeScape, we believe in a proactive approach to your health or whole health, which is why we created the LifeScape Online Health Store. Browse our store for the best physician-recommended nutrition, skincare, and health-related products to fit any lifestyle and budget. Have your order shipped directly to your home or pick it up at our Scottsdale office. Our goal is to provide the most trusted products to enhance your health and beauty regimen. Visit LifeScapePremier.com/store today. LifeScape, whole health for a whole life.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Heather Viska, the creator of Love Your Life Day. And before the break, we were talking about why she created that, and I love the fact that you created it, and the first one was on the one-year anniversary, so you really remember what you went through, not to dwell on it or get depressed, but really to celebrate where you've come and what you've done and how it's changed your life and what you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that journey and creating that day?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like you said, it's all about celebrating life. And that's really what I vowed to do after my surgery. And so that's what we do. I created the event, and we do something different every year. And again, like I said, it's not about necessarily being here to celebrate, you know, with me. It's about celebrating your own life no matter where you are and doing something you love for you and for those that are around you that you love, spending time with your loved ones and telling them how much you appreciate them, expressing that, and really just loving your life. So that's what I've done, is just kind of created that, and it's been really fun. I hope that more people learn about that and start celebrating the day as well. This year, we've actually created a couple days of fun leading up to the actual official Love Your Life Day. So that's been a lot of fun. So the official Love Your Life Day is September 1st. So I encourage everybody to mark a little heart on their calendar on that day so they remember to celebrate and do something fun for them.
And I love the fact that it's really mind, body, spirit, that it's really taking a step back and looking about what's special in your life, reducing the stress, really focusing on what's important, making those healthy choices, saying no to things that you feel obligated to do but you're not really passionate about doing. So many things, one of the reasons a lot of people eat emotionally and make those unhealthy choices is because they feel pressure to do things that they don't want to do. It's their coping mechanism, and I believe that a lot of people would have a lot less stress eating and unhealthy eating if they really made choices and took actions on things that they want to do.
Yes, yeah. You know, I mean, if you're doing what you want to do, you're not going to have as much stress unless you put guilt on yourself for doing it, which, you know, so that's why it's so important not to do that, right? But just enjoy, just really, really enjoy. And from the whole, you know, spirit, mind, body, all of it, have that balance and really just enjoy. So that's what it's all about.
As women, we find balance is one of those words that we tend to struggle with. And I love the way that you've found that way to balance family, work, fun, and really put things in perspective. And my hope is that most people don't have to go through a health crisis like you did to find that balance, that they can listen to conversations like this and learn from it. They can look at things like Love Your Life Day and really realize that they're very special, that they're important, that their life matters, and that it's all about taking control and owning it, understanding what their big why is, understanding why they want to be here, what difference they make, what kind of contribution they can make.
Right, absolutely. I think it's just, you know, it's all about kind of learning, like you said, learning your life's purpose. What are you here for? What impact can you have on the world? And I'm just so excited that I've kind of figured that out. And, you know, like I said before, I'm not perfect. You know, I do things that, you know, are things that I go, I probably could have done that a little bit differently. Or, you know, I'm not always happy, but I sure am working it as far as doing that as much as possible and really finding something great in anything, finding the blessing in any situation and just going with it and rolling with it, I always say. It's so much more fun. I honestly don't know where I'd be if I didn't have the brain surgery, you know, because I don't know. It just had such a huge impact in my life. And it turned into be such a positive thing. But again, I think that's because that's the way I chose for it to go. And so I would tell anybody going through anything like that or any kind of issue that they have coming up, big or small, you know, it's up to you how you deal with it. So choose to find the positive in it and just do the best you can to make this life be what you want it to be.
I really like that word, and we talked it's come up a number of times in our conversation today. Choose. Choice. It really is a choice, and I love the fact that you've remained positive and look at what you have and the bright side of it, because a lot of people could get angry or depressed or frustrated saying, why me? To be honest, it happened, so saying dwelling on that isn't going to change what happened. But you've taken what happened and turned it into something really positive and choose to really celebrate life, which I think is so important.
Right. And, you know, I believe that you get important lessons in life and you, you know, they keep, if you don't listen to the lesson, you keep getting it louder and louder and louder. And so there's probably a ton of lessons I didn't listen to, you know, before I got the big one of brain surgery, because that one's pretty huge. But, you know, I get it now. And thank God I do, because if I didn't, you know, I don't know what the next one would be. So I'm thankful I get it. But, you know, there's beauty in any situation. And that's what I truly believe. And I am just so thankful. My life has never been better than it is now. I am extremely happy with the things going on in my life and the relationships I have, and I just couldn't be happier. So I want others to see that and experience it for themselves if they're not already.
That's great. I think often in our life, we get so busy, we're so stressed out, we've got so much going on, that we don't take time to stop and look at what's in front of us, to look at the messages we're getting. And also, one of the things I found by slowing down a little bit, and I know I'm very busy and doing a lot of things, but I really try to take that time when I meet people, when I'm connected with people, to really get to know them and look at those relationships and look at why they came into my life. Because people come into your life for a reason. It may be just temporarily, you know, it's all for a reason and a season, and it's figuring out what that is and what why they're there. And I think, you know, taking advantage of that time, because they may not come back into your life and you may miss an incredible opportunity. I know if I hadn't taken that time, I wouldn't have met a lot of people that I am connected with that have really changed who I am and helped me see what's really important.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I totally agree with that. And relationships are so important. And, you know, you're absolutely right. We do get caught up in what we're doing. And, you know, that's the reason I tell everybody, put a little heart on your calendar on September 1st, just as a reminder. Because, you know, by creating this event, it just gives people the reason, you know, to celebrate. Because sometimes, unless we have a reason to do something, we just don't do it. And so that's really the point. You know, it's just mark it on your calendar, have a day, and you have a reason, you know. We're all reason enough, but again, we don't always take the time if we don't mark it on the calendar. So
what are your big plans for this year?
Oh my gosh, we have so much planned. We have two events leading up to the actual Love Your Life Day. So one, we're doing a pub crawl on Saturday, August 30th, excuse me, in the August 30th in the Desert Ridge area, and we're going to have so much fun. And, you know, with that one too, indulge responsibly, because, you know, there's lots of fun to be had, it's just going to be a ton of fun. It's luau themed, so people can just, you know, hula their way on over to different spots. And then Sunday, we're going to do a resort day. And so we're doing a resort day at the Hyatt Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale. And that day is just meant to relax, unwind, and really just love life. So if everybody's in town, I invite them to participate with us. And if they're not in town, again, just from wherever they are, I encourage them to celebrate their life and love life exactly where they are.
And get some friends together and do something special.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, celebrate with those you love. There's not a better thing than that. So
if people want to learn more about Love Your Life Day or connect with you, how can they do that?
They can go to loveyourlifeday.com, and they can gain more information on the festivities that we have scheduled for the event, and then they can just read more about my journey as well, and you know, feel free to leave comments, or if anybody has questions or if they're going through anything and they just, you know, want to share that, I'd love to hear it as well. But absolutely, just go to loveyourlifeday.com and you can get more information.
Perfect. And we'll have a link on our Eat Great, Live Well radio page too, so they can get to you.
Perfect.
I'd like to ask all of our guests to give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthier future for themselves and those they love. So what would be your action item that you give them?
I would say, you know, make a list of your loves. So what is it you love in your life? What do you love doing? Who do you love being around? Just really, what do you love? And are you getting enough of that? Are you taking time to really do those things? Is your fun level, as I mentioned earlier, how high is that? And if it's not where you want it to be, you know, do something to change that, because you have the choice to do that and you have the opportunity and can do it. So I just encourage everybody to love your life no matter where you are and every day. So take those action steps to really discover what it is you love and do more of it.
And there's that word, choice, again.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for being with us today, Heather. I've enjoyed this conversation, and I hope people take away that it's important to really pay attention to all the things around them and all the good in their life. And enjoy Love Your Life Day.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. I want to thank all of you for spending the last hour with me. Until next week, remember that even small changes can create a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourselves and your family. Be sure to go to Eat Great, Live Well Radio and click on our Facebook page and join the conversation. Share what you're doing to indulge responsibly, to live healthy, to love your life, and be sure to join me next week so we can continue the conversation and the journey to build a healthy relationship with food together. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.